Beis Amud Aleph. Megillah Nikreis Beit Aleph Beit Beis Beit Gimel Beit Dalet Beit Tezvav. We know that we celebrate Purim on the 14th in Yerushalayim. We celebrate on the 15th of Adar. But really, the Mishnah tells us the Megillah could be read on the 11th of Adar, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Lo Pachos Lo Yoser, not before the 11th and not later than the 15th. There is a sheet of the Yerushalmi, believe it or not, that says you're allowed to read already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we're saying we're not allowed to do that. We can't go earlier than the 11th. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to explain to us and tell us how we find, how it falls out that people are going to lane on all these different days. So here we go. Krachina mukafin choma mimos Yeshua bin Nun. If you have a town, a city that was walled, mukaf means walled, choma, a wall was surrounding it. Mimos Yeshua bin Nun from the times of Yeshua, even though nowadays it's not, that wall is no longer there. Korim b'tezvav. That city lanes on the 15th. Kfarim, the villages, Vayaros, Gedolos, the big cities, Korim b'yadal, it reads on the 14th. Ela shakfarim magdim liyom haknisa. The little villages, they sometimes read early and they go to the day of entering. Yom haknisa is Mondays or Thursdays. And that's how we're going to end up having people that are going to land on the 13th, the 12th, and the 11th. Let's see what that means. Ketzad, how is this so? Chalios yudalid b'sheni. If the 14th falls out on a Monday, kfarim vayaros gedolos korim bo bayom. So the villages and the big cities, they lane on the 14th on Monday. Umukafas choma lemachar. And the walled cities will lane on the next day, on Tuesday, on the 15th. No, nothing special there. Next, Chal Yos B'Shlishi. Let's say the 14th falls out on Tuesday, Obervi, or on Wednesday. Kfarim Magdimin Liyom HaKnisa. The villages lane early, because there was a takana that they're going to lane on Mondays or Thursdays, so they lane one day or 2 days earlier. Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. The big cities lane on the Tuesday or the Wednesday on the 14th, and Mukafas Choma Lamachar, and the walled city goes on the next day on the 15th. Okay, so now we found the 12th and the 13th, right? Because if the Yadalit fell on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, the villages go back 1 day or 2 days to the 12th or the 13th. We still haven't found anyone that's going to lane on the 11th. Okay, let's continue. Chal Yos Er Shabbos. Let's get no Chal Yos B'Chamishi. If the 14th fell out on a Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. Everyone, the villages and the big cities, they lean on the day because it's a Thursday. Mukafas Choma Lamachar, and the walled city goes the next day. Chal Yos Er Shabbos. What happens if the 14th falls out on a Friday? Kfarim Magdim Liyom HaKnisa. So the villages go back 1 day to the 13th. Vayaros Gedolos Mukafas Choma Korim Bo Bayom. Here, both the big cities and the walled cities lean on Friday because we never lean on Shabbos. That's what Gemara is going to talk about. It was the Gezeirah that you don't lean the Megillah on Shabbos. Chal Yos B'Shabbos. Let's say Purim, the 14th falls out on Shabbos. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Magdimin. The villages and the big cities go earlier to Thursday. The Korin Liyom HaKnisa, Mukafas Choma Lamachar, and the walled cities go on Sunday the next day. We still have not found an 11th. Here comes the final case. Chal Yos Acher HaShabbos. If the 14th falls out on a Sunday, so the Kfarim, the villages, have to go on a Monday or Thursday. So they're going to go back now 3 days. Right? So 3 days before a Sunday, Thursday is going to be the 11th. That's the example that we have that someone is going to lane on the 11th. Kfarim Magdimin Leom HaKnisa. The villages are going to go back to Thursday, which is the 11th. Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. The big cities are going to lane on Sunday. Mukafas Chomel Lamachar, and the walled cities are going to lane on the following day, on Monday. So here again we have the scenarios, again, you have to review them, but scenarios where we have a theoretical possibility where people are going to lane on the 11th, some on the 14th, some on the 15th, and we have cases that you can lane on the 12th and the 13th. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Megillah Nikras Beit Aleph Minolan. How do we know that you could lane on the 11th? Meaning, if you look at the Psukim in the Megillah, all it says is the 14th and the 15th. Where do we know that it's permissible to lane already on the 11th? So the Gemara asks, Minalan? What type of question is that, Minalan? Now, the Rishonim will ask, what do you mean? It's a very good question. It says in the Megillah, the 14th and the 15th. What are you asking? So Rashi, this is a big machlokas Rishonim, Rashi says that the question is that you only say Minalan when something is obligatory. You want to know, where am I obligated to do this? And the Gemara is about to say, it's not obligatory to lean on the 11th. It's permissible. Meaning, the Gemara asks, Minalan, is it obligatory? Like the Gemara is going to say later on, Chachamim hikilu ala kfarim lios magdimin liyom haknisa. The rabbis were lenient for the villagers, people in the villages, to lean on the day of entrance, the day of Knisa, kidei sheyispeku mayim u'mazon la'achem shebekrachem. So that on the 14th, they will be available to sell the merchandise or whatever, the food and drink that they're going to sell to the bigger cities. We needed some people to be, everyone's going to be having their Purim. We need some people to open up their stores, right? So we let the villages go early and lane early so that they could be available. It's not obligatory. If you don't want to, you can lane on the 14th, right? But we're giving them permission. So therefore, the Gemara is saying it's not shaykh to ask minalan, which sounds like you're obligated to lane on the 11th. You're not obligated. It's only permissible. So other Hachi Kamina, the Gemara said, no, we meant to ask as follows. Michti, Kulu Anshi Knesset Agadola Takninu. It's for sure that the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, all those days were instituted by the Anshi Knesset Agadola. The Isa Agadaitach Anshi Knesset Agadola Yudalad Vites Vav Tikun, because if you're going to say that the Anshi Knesset Agadola only instituted the 14th and the 15th, Asu Rabbanin Vaakri Takanta De Takinu Anshi Knesset Agadola, is it possible that later rabbis would come and uproot an institution of the 14th and 15th? You're not allowed to do that. Rabbis can't come and uproot previous rabbis' institutions. V'hatanan, the Mishnah says, Ein bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chaveiro, elim kein gadol memenu b'chachma b'minyan. One bezin cannot go along and obliterate something that a previous bezin instituted unless they're bigger in chachma and in size. And since there was no bigger people than Anshi Knesset Agadola, no one could uproot it. Therefore, the fact that there was ability to lane on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and 11th, 12th, and 13th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, must be that someone, the Anshi Knesset Agadola, instituted it. So we're asking, Ela Pshita Kul Anshi Knesset Agadola Tikinu. They for sure instituted it. Hey Choramiza, where do we find a hint to that in the Megillah? That's the question. Where do we find a hint to laning the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, if the 14th and the 15th are what's explicit? Where's the hint? Period. End of question. Okay? So, to sum it up, we know you can lay on 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. The Gemara is asking, where's the hint that you're allowed to lay on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? The Gemara is going to give two answers. The first one is the next few words, Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And the next one is the second to last of the smaller lines, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar. Okay, so here comes the two sections. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kra, how do I know? L'kayem esimei apurim ha'ela bizmanehem. The Pasuk says that they should fulfill the days of Purim bizmanehem, in their times. What does that mean? Zmanim harbe takinu lehem. Zmanehem is plural. So it must be they instituted many days besides the 14th and the 15th. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Haimi baile legufe. Maybe it's coming to teach you the 14th and the 15th. That's more than one, right? Imkein lemakra zman. It should have just said bizman, in the right time. My zmanehem. What's these extra letters? Yud hey mem, zmanam tuva, must be many times. V'katimi ba'yalei, the Gemara says, that's still not enough, because I still need that extra letters, that longer word, zmanehem, to teach me zmano shalzeh lo kizmano shalzeh. That let's say I'm a walled city. Am I latter lane on the 14th? No. You have your own day, that 15th. You can't just choose 14th. I'll do the 14th this year. Oh, next year I'll do the 15th. Oh, my friends are coming over on the 15th. I'll do it on that. You can't do that. So maybe Zmanehem means to say specifically on their days. You cannot jump from one to the other. In Kalim, across Zmanam. If that was the case, it would have been enough to just have one extra letter. Zmanam. My Zmanehem. Shmasmina Kula, we learn three things from that. You have the 14th and the 15th. We learn that they're extra days as well. And we also learn that you can't jump around from day to day. Whatever is your day, that's your thing. Ema zmanim tuva. Zmanim dumya dizmanam. Ema zmanim tuva. The Gemara says, I'm sorry. Ema zmanim tuva. The Gemara says, okay, well maybe we have 15 days extra. Once you're saying we have a lot of days, who said to only add 3 days? So the Gemara says, Manehem dumya dizmanam. There's a parallel between the words manehem and zmanam. Ma zmanam trey. Just like the words manam means two. Av zmanehem trey. The Gemara says, okay, the ema trey savitlesar. Maybe if you only have 2 more days, maybe that teaches you the 12th treysar vitlesar and the 13th. How do I know the 11th? He answers the Gemara, Ki da amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yud gimel zman ki hila lekolhi. The 13th you don't need a pasuk for. The 13th is the day of gathering for all. Rashi says, the fascinating Rashi, we'll have to speak about this later on the top left-hand side of the page, the 5th line, Zman ki hila lekolhi, hakol nikalu li nakem ba'yivem. On the 13th was a day that they all gathered together to take revenge against their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. Kimo shekasud b'sefer, like it says in the Megillah, hilkach lo tzarech kral rabuya, I don't need a pasuk to include it. Sheyirai l'kriya. The ikar hanes bohaya. Rashi says, the main nes was on the 13th of Adar. There's a mysterious Rashi. All the Rishonim say, what in the world are you talking about? Okay? Rashi says you don't need a pasuk for the 13th, because the main miracle was on the 13th when they gathered together to fight. They didn't fight yet. Rashi says the miracle is already done. This is not for now. Okay? Beautiful Divrei Torah about this, but not for now. Okay? So the 13th, you don't need a pasuk. So I have two more days that I could include. So I go backwards, the 12th and the 11th. Below tzarech l'rebuyeh, I don't need a reboy for the 13th. Hachanam yugim l'zman ki ilal koli, below tzarech l'rebuyeh, so too over here, the 13th is the zman ki ilal kol, and we don't need a pasuk to include it. Ve'ma shitzar v'shifzar, maybe if you're only including two more days, let it be the 16th and the 17th. Velo yavor, k'siv. The pasuk says velo yavor, you can't go later than the 15th. Okay, so Rav Shimon bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, remember that name? That we have from Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, teaches me 2 days. What are those 2 days? It's not going to be later, because Velo Yavor, it has to be earlier. Not the 13th, because that's a Svara, that it's a Zman Kilokoli, and therefore it's going to be on the 11th and the 12th. Comes opinion number 2 as to how we know that you lay in the Megillah on the 11th and the 12th. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, Amar Kra Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem Ayudim. Like those days that the people rested. Yamim, Kayamim. It's a drasha of Kayamim. The extra chaf. Lerabos yud aleph v'yud beis, to include the 11th and the 12th. And now the Gemara says the exact same thing as before. Vema treis ever tleisa, maybe it's the 12th and the 13th. Amar shim bar yitzchak, gimel zman ki lo koli. The 13th is a svara, because it's a day that everyone gathered together. V'lo tzarech l'rebuyeh, I don't need to include it. A pasuk to include it. Vema shitzar v'shitzar, maybe it's the 16th and the 17th. V'lo yavor k'siv, it says no later on. Reb Shimon bar Nachmeni. I'm sorry, Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my taima lo amar bibizmanehem. Why didn't the second answer, I could have put a period before that, after the word ksiv, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, why didn't he learn out from bizmanehem? Answers the Gemara, zman, zmanam, zmanehem, lo mashmalei. He doesn't hold of this mashmos of zman, zmanam, zmanehem. He doesn't learn that that's a way of darshining psukim. Reb Shimon bar Abba, the first opinion, my time al Omar mikayamim. Why didn't he learn it out from the ka yamim? I'm alcha halulid doros hu diksev, because that was coming to tell you that in the future generations you should celebrate like they did in the times of Purim. So therefore, he has another way of reading the pasuk, and therefore you can't learn out from that. So we have two sources, and we had an explanation of why each source does not learn from the other one. Let's go. We have 2 more minutes. 15 minutes is going to be the gag. Okay. Amar Rabba bar Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here he has Rabbi Yochanan again. That's why I said to remember the name. Rabbi Yochanan says on the third wide line, Zu divei Rabbi Akiva stimasa. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva stimasa. Rashi explains that the word stimasa means that many stam Mishnahs are like him. Okay? There's another opinion why it's called stimasa, but that's Rabbi Akiva stimasa. The dar zman zmanam zmanehem. Okay, there you go, it's Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan before said that was the drasha, Zman, Zman, Zmanehem. So Rabbi Yochanan again is saying that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim in Kornosa Ela Bizmana. The Chachamim disagree with our Mishnah and hold no more of this 11th, 12th, 13th business. You only do on your day. Meisvei. The Gemara asks a question, is that really true? Amr Yehuda, Ema Sai Bizman Shashanim Kitiknan V'Yisrael Shuyin Alad Masan. When do we say that you could sometimes lay in the 11th, 12th, 13th? That's when Bnei Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael, and they would be Kaddish the Chodesh, the Shanim, the years, are Kitiknan, the way it should be. Aval Bizman Azeb, but nowadays, Hol Mistaklim Ba Eim Koronos El Bizman. Nowadays, forget about it. No more 11th, 12th, and 13th. Why is that? Because all these people, we have calendars, right? Well, they don't really have calendars. But people count the days of when they're going to be Pesach. So everyone's looking, oh, Purim's today. Oh, how many days until Pesach? 30 days. If one place lands on the 11th, they're going to say, oh, Pesach, 30 days from today. Uh-oh. And they're going to end up with Pesach too early, right? And they're going to eat chametz on Pesach. It's going to end Pesach too early. So since everyone is mistaklin, everyone is looking, and when we're laying Purim, when we're laying the Megillah, everyone has to lane at the right day. We can't say that sometimes 11th, sometimes 12th, sometimes 13th, because that's going to be too confusing. So we have this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which says that nowadays the Mishnah doesn't apply. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Deman. Who does Rabbi Yehuda hold like? Elei Malib Rabbi Akiva. If you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Yochanan just said is the author of our Mishnah, Afil Bizman Azeh. Isa lahay takana. Our Mishnah says that even nowadays, right, it doesn't say it's over with, even nowadays, you can lay in 11th, 12th, and 13th. Elalava libi de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda must be going according to the Rabbanan. Back in the olden days when Bnei Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael and they were Mekadish L'Chodesh Miyakarinan, you see that they did lain on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Must be that the Chachamim hold of the Drasha of Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, that there are other days. That's against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said the Chachamim doesn't hold of the Drasha. But that's not true, because you see that at one point in history, even the Chachamim agreed that you're allowed a lane on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Where did that come from? Must be he agreed to the drasha. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara answers, Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. That's it. It's Rabbi Yochanan's out the window. Okay, we'll just read the flip side of this. Ikad Ami Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivir Rikivas Tamasa. A different version is that Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that our mission is Rabbi Kiva. The Chachamim Amru, Bizmana Zeho, Mistakl Ba Inkar Nosal Bizmana. The Chachamim didn't disregard this entirely. The Chachamim just said that nowadays it doesn't apply. Now Rabbi Huda is a support for this opinion of the Chachamim, because they hold it nowadays that we're not in about Bizman is that nowadays Hov and Stockholm, but that everyone's looking at the day of Purim to know when Pesach is in Koronosa Ella Bizmana. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. The bottom line of Beis Amid Aleph.